Loose ball. Ewing goes up. The basket counts.
He gets it over to the doctor. Tie ball game. Here's a shot, Julius.
He scores!
He scores!
Anthony for three.
Bang! That one goes down, and the game is tied.
Here is Durant moving on Tucker. He turns, he shoots. Yes! With 1 second remaining.
Talking Knicks, Nets, and all things across the association, this is Pick and Pod on WFUV Sports.
Welcome into Pick and Pod. I'm Owen Kelty, joined today by Kurt Sipple, Noah Fernandez, and Anthony Zamora. And the NBA's hot right now. Season starts on Tuesday. I'm very excited. All of our baseball teams, I think, Yankees and Mets fans in here. Any other teams besides Yankees and Mets?
No, sir.
All of our teams are eliminated, so it is basketball season. I've never been more excited for a Knicks season in my life.
Oh, yeah.
I know Kurt's never been more excited to hate on a Knicks season in his life. But before we get into it, go to you, Noah. Who's your team? Who are you rooting for this year? Or I guess, who's your team in general?
I'm rooting for the Golden State Warriors. I mean, my dad.
Warriors fan, wow.
I was spoiled as a kid. Nice. So
yeah.
My dad's a season ticket holder since 1995, so I have to root for the Warriors this year.
You've been to any finals games?
Yes, game one, 2016.
Okay.
Warriors beat the Cavs.
Saw a win.
Huge blowout win, but then not the result we wanted.
Yeah.
Came crumbling down soon after. My bad. And Anthony, who's your team?
You're not going to like this, but I'm a LeBron bandwagon for life.
Two LeBron bandwagons.
So ever since 2014 and him on the Heat, that was the first player I watched, and ever since I have followed him where he's gone. And
this is ridiculous.
Wow.
Yeah. 2016 was pretty nice.
When he retires, you're just going to be a lost dog?
You're going to pick a team. What team? Are you picking the last team he plays for? Or are you just
going to be a Lakers fan?
I will say I'm a big fan of Luka.
Okay.
So great.
Stick with the Lakers. My roommate is also like that. He's D1 LeBron Glazer, so he's been a LeBron follower the whole time, and it's actually very obnoxious to live with during the basketball season because it's just straight LeBron propaganda. I'm not even ask Kurt because his team stinks. Nets fan. We all know how their season is going to go.
How excited are you for the
next season?
I'm quite excited to see all the draft picks, to see everyone that's going to be playing.
All five of them.
Yeah, I'm very excited to see all five of the draft picks playing. You know, Lone, like, there's some big stuff at stake right now. So you got to, like,
what,
be very
like
excited.
The top pick?
Maybe. You never know.
DeBanza, though?
No. I actually got to see DeBanza play in the McDonald's All-American game. He is legit.
Yeah, I mean,
that whole class
so was Cooper Flagg. You could have tanked for him last year. But we're not here to talk about.
As we can see, that really didn't work, Owen. So it didn't matter.
We're here to talk about
way.
How the Nets sold all their draft picks and, drafted five bust. But more important news here today, the New York Knicks, they played against the Wizards Monday night. They lost. I mean, they didn't play any of their starters. Big rotational questions for them going into the season. And with the big news today is Malcolm Brogdon retired. He was supposed to be a big piece, most likely off that bench as a second ball handler. Was going to be big for this team, considering that right now Brunson's the only ball handler. Deuce McBride off the bench, good combo guard, but not a point guard. And now Malcolm Brogdon retires, which pretty much guarantees Landry Shamet will take that last roster spot.
Huge
for the program. Love Landry. Come on, look at it. He showed so much.
No.
So much dog
in
the playoffs.
How do you like Landry Shamet? He's so bad.
See how much dog he showed in the playoffs?
I single-handedly watched Landry Shamet lose the Nets playoff games. Watched it live and in person.
Watched him win. Knicks
and he also
games.
Lost.
No, I watched him single-handedly win Knicks playoff games last season against the Pacers.
Yeah, okay. And how'd that series go? Landry Shamet did a really big job when helping them win that series.
Yeah, he helped us get our two wins.
Yeah,
I think
okay.
We won two games.
Yeah.
All right, that's removed from my mind. It's like the season ended after we beat the Celtics, and that was my championship. So we'll take it with that. But now, with all the questions regarding around Tyler Kolek, who clearly looks like he's never going to get a chance, throw it to you, Kurt. How do you think this Knicks roster is going to round out to start the season? Start with the roster, because there's a couple guys still fighting for that last spot. Landry Shamet, sharpshooter Garrison Matthews. And those guys will be the 10th man in the rotation. I mean,
you're
going to play young guys. But
the issue I have is this: now that you don't have Brogdon, this whole entire team still looks pretty short on the bench. Like, you picked up Tyson Awoma, who is fine. He was on the Nets last season. I got to watch him all season. He's fine. I mean, but you could say that, but who else is in the rotation? Pacome Dadier, like, great.
Off the bench?
Josh Hart?
Right now,
off the bench
would be Deuce, Shamet, Hart, Yabusele, and then
if wow, what a second man rotation right there.
Than last year.
But saying it's better than last year is like saying this dirt on my shoe is better than this dirt on my shoe. It's the same dirt. It's the same dirt. It's not better or worse. This team didn't get better. Like
no, Yabusele and Jordan Clarkson are huge.
Jordan Clarkson's a great upgrade, but he's going to be starting. I think there's a possibility where Jordan Clarkson starts.
In no world does Jordan Clarkson start this basketball team.
He can start. Jordan Clarkson is a ball handler. He's all about pace. Who your coach, Mike Brown, is all about pace, and that is exactly what they're going to need is somebody that can pick the pace of the ball up. Because we know Jalen Brunson doesn't do that. Cat plays at his own pace. Mitchell Robinson doesn't run very fast. So who else is going to do it? Josh Hart, who's going to be on the bench too.
Yeah,
Chuck a shot.
Mitchell Robinson's going to lead the league in rebounds. All right, enough of you, Kurt.
But you get
Anthony,
what I'm like, but my point.
You've been following LeBron his whole career. Jordan Clarkson's been on his team countless times. What are your thoughts on the addition of Jordan Clarkson and how he'll be off this Knicks bench?
I mean, yeah, like Kurt said, another ball handler for the roster. I just feel like the reason why they lost to the Pacers last year is because their bench unit, as we said, lacks some depth.
It was terrible.
And without a whole cohesive team, you're not going to make it far. And so when you have, you know, a lackluster second unit while your starters are taking some rest, I don't think that's going to really take you far.
It's going to be the exact same thing as last year. You're going to have to drag your starters out. Mike Brown's not going to do it because he doesn't want to get fired immediately by dragging his starters out. But you're going to see that this second unit's not going to be that good,
mm-hmm.
especially if Tyson Awoma is going to be on it.
He's not. I mean, he's not going to get playing time. I still think I can't believe Malcolm Brogdon. I actually was so excited for Malcolm Brogdon to come off this bench. Noah, let's hear it from you. How big is this him retiring for the Knicks roster and their bench? Do you think they'll be fine without him, or you think it's a bigger hit than the idea of Malcolm Brogdon retiring is?
So I think Malcolm Brogdon was an underrated piece was he on the Washington Wizards last year?
Yeah, yes. He was on the Wizards last year.
He's been playing meaningless basketball for
a long time.
But I feel like he has that like edge with the defensive end, and he would help bring up the ball for the Knicks as a true guard and just help the team stabilize that second unit while Brunson gets his rest and Bridges and Ananobi. But just, yeah, I think that's a huge loss. But that gives up new opportunity. I wish that I could see more of Tyler Kolek. Kolek was a huge star at Marquette. I really liked watching him play. So
he's
I hope
a ball handler.
Yep. I hope they use him more this year. That'd be amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it would be nice to see Tyler Kolek off the bench, especially as a second ball handler, because he's not the most offensive threat, but he's a good passer, and he can control the ball, especially when Deuce McBride is a bit more of the offensive threat. But the Knicks play one more final preseason game Friday night. Doubt the starters play, but looking forward to game one versus the Cleveland Cavaliers, the two biggest threats in the East right now, both the betting odds favorites. Cavs are ahead of them right now. Also, just... So real quick, Cavs jerseys. You see the jerseys they just brought
new
back?
New Cavs.
And the
Cavs jerseys back?
Old Cavs jerseys are back.
Yeah, they are pretty cool.
Kind of hope they wear those ones out game one at the Garden.
They're definitely not wearing those
game
one at the
Garden. Yeah, for out there on the road. That's on me. I hope the Knicks don't wear their new City Edition jerseys. I don't know if you guys saw them.
They have new City Edition jerseys?
Yeah, look those ones up real quick. I am not a fan of them, personally. I want to hear everyone's thoughts on them, if you can find
Where
it real
are
quick.
They?
It looks like it's like a knockoff of like their ones from like 2017. All right, it's 2020.
These look like the old ones, no?
Nah, I think that might be the
is
old
this,
oh,
this
no,
one.
I got it.
This is the statement and city.
Yeah, for this year.
This black one?
It's like black
this
with the
ugly.
Blue one. Yeah, I'm not a fan of it.
Is Kith making these again?
No, it's Jordan, I think. It's these
Kith
one,
isn't
these
making
ones.
These again?
Hit or miss. Hit or miss.
These suck.
It is hit or miss.
I'm sorry. These are bad. I get what they're doing with the MSG lights on the sides. Man, they're not great.
It's like rebranding of what I feel like they've done multiple times now.
Their statement jerseys are also not that great either. They needed to get some changes.
The statement ones are
They're just the Knicks jerseys. They're the same thing.
The whites.
That's it. That's just what it is.
Not a big fan of those ones. Because when they do those ones, they do the 3D core in it. Like, makes my head hurt. But ignoring the jerseys, because they kind of stink, will not be buying one. Knicks and Cavs, Wednesday night. It's going to be a great game. Looking forward, I guess, besides that game, kind of the whole season, how the two teams match up. Go to you first, Anthony. How do you think the Knicks and the Cavs match up, and who do you think is the upper hand, especially and throw in there like going into game one kind of with that game too?
Yeah, so looking at this year's Cavs roster, new additions, Lonzo Ball, Thomas Bryant, DeAndre Hunter. I think with this Cavs team, they are always top five, top three seed in the East. But, you know, as we see in the playoffs, they definitely lack that experience and that cohesion. Now, in terms of the Knicks, I feel like this game could go either way. But I might give this one to the Knicks.
Kurt?
No surprise. I'm definitely not giving this game to the Knicks.
Your pick is probably Cavs win by 400.
No.
Entire Knicks team retires like, at halftime.
It can definitely be like a close game, but I also just think this Cavs team is deeper than the Knicks roster.
Mm-hmm. That addition of Lonzo Ball is huge.
Lonzo Ball is a huge addition.
Especially
if
they
can play
Darius Garland at the deadline.
He can also play in the starting lineup, or he can play with the bench unit and be the guy, the point guard the entire time. So, realistically, they're a much deeper team. You can actually have two cohesive units. The Knicks, you don't have two cohesive units yet. You might get that as the season moves on, but you're going to see as the year goes on, and I might be wrong, but I don't think I am where you're going to watch the Knicks. You're going to watch Knicks basketball, and you're going to see that as the year goes on, there is going to be not two cohesive units. There is going to be a lot of playing time on the starters, and you're going to be relying a lot on the starting guys that are going to be playing. And I think if you want to go get a bench if you're the Knicks, you got to go trade some of these pieces. I know this is off topic, but that's my point. But that's why I think that the Cavaliers have the upper hand in this because they have two cohesive units that can play together and play against the Knicks and win. Especially you have like really good stars in Donovan Mitchell. You still have that core three that has been playing together for the last like 3 or 4 years now. So like they're definitely really good all together.
No.
I think that this will be a high-paced game. I saw last year with Kenny Atkinson, he played a high-paced offense, and with the addition of Mike Brown for the Knicks, it's going to be a lot of offense for this game. But I think the Knicks take this one because of that atmosphere that Madison Square Garden brings, especially on opening night for New York.
Yeah, this is going to be the most amped up that I think we talked about this on last week's podcast, but most exciting Knicks season in a really long time. Fans are going to be ready to go. MSG is going to be jumping. I think what's interesting, too, with the Cavs, they got the second apron demon coming up on them. They're running out of time here. Contract-wise, it's looking like this will probably be one of the last years of this core. They did look into trading Darius Garland this offseason. Wouldn't be shocked if they are not one of the top teams in the league if they move Darius Garland during the trade deadline.
If you move Darius Garland,
pieces.
You might be able to get another good starting player.
Yeah, 100%. You could trade Darius Garland to their team like – we all know the Lakers are going to be star hunting at the trade deadline, as always. Send them out to L.A., especially with the imminent retirement of LeBron. We'll talk about that in a little bit, whenever that may come. But, I mean, the Knicks, their roster's not set yet. I do agree with you, Kurt. I think it's going to take some time for this team to figure it out. Brand new coach, new system, different starting lineups going to be happening because Mitchell Robinson's not going to play every game. Probably won't play a lot of games, but as long as he's back for the playoffs. That's all I care about.
Any predicting injury?
He's never been hurt. He's never not gotten hurt. It's not
but
predicting injury. He's going to get hurt.
Then who are you putting in as a
Huck
center for him?
Ariel Huckporty. He's the future. Great. He's the next Isaiah
future?
Hartenstein.
He's the future guy.
Watch. Yep. Watch and learn.
Yep, okay.
Come back to this in like 5 years when Ariel Huckporty's making $100 million in over 4 years.
4 years, $100 million? Great. Yeah. Wonderful.
Let me know when that – come
Good
back to
him.
Me when that happens. But
you're going to be gunning for Nick Claxton.
Enough Knicks talk for now. We'll have to go to the poverty side of New York, to the Brooklyn Nets, who no one wants to talk about, obviously, but we got to hit on them real quick. Interesting roster. They got Michael, keep the mic away from him, Porter Jr. He's got probably another
True.
Interesting quote out there if you just look up his name.
No. No more. He's done with social media now because the basketball season started.
That's not true.
He said that.
Wait for 10 losses in, and he's going to be posting about, like, he's going to be another podcast with. Yeah, he'll be on some podcasts with some very interesting people talking about some nonsense. but that was obviously their big addition. And then the five draft picks of, you know, watching the Nets preseason so far, how have these young guys looked? I mean, are they playing all five? Is MPJ
not
playing, right?
You haven't seen, yeah, he's playing.
Oh, God.
You haven't seen Yegor. Ooh. You haven't seen Yegor Denham yet. So
and he
like,
was the eighth pick?
He's the first. Yeah, the eighth.
He's the
pick.
First
yeah,
of
yeah,
the five.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You haven't seen him play yet, and he's the guy that he's the guy that you really are hoping will be really good for you as the point guard and moving the ball. And he's a tall guy, so yeah. I don't know. I'm excited for this team in general. I mean, right now you've seen some of these guys have looked like like NBA players, right? Ben Chiaroff has looked like an NBA player. You haven't been able to really watch them so much because you have to watch them against better competition. I mean, you watch them play the Suns in China, but it's like it doesn't really matter at the end of the day.
So yeah, like so it's like jet lagged and just Michael Porter Jr. is looking for anywhere to go that night. You know, you never know.
So you're kind of not really knowing what this team's going to look like, but I think you have a cohesive enough starting unit and you have a bench. So I'm personally not really like upset about it at all. I think that it's going to be a fun season. You have Jordy Fernandez. Jordy Fernandez is your coach. Everyone in the league knows that he's a good coach. He knows that he's a good guy.
Good guy. Really gets you a lot of wins.
He's a good guy.
NBA,
good
huh?
guy. I'm not talking about wins. I'm talking about building for the future.
Okay.
Because that's what this is. This is now building towards the future. I mean, you might win. Last year they messed around and won games. That happened. And then they traded guys away because they couldn't win more games. But I think this is something that the Nets need more than anything is to try to build towards something. Because they've never really had where they had a direction like this, and now it feels like they have a direction where you're building towards a young core with guys like Nick Claxton. Maybe if Cam Thomas stays, maybe if you have other guys staying too, but now you have leaders.
He signed for what, that 1 year?
One year qualifying offer. Okay. You have Terrence Mann, who is a leader on this roster. You have MPJ, who might not be a great leader when it comes to the microphones, but he's a good leader
or
on the basketball
actions.
Court sometimes.
Or his brother's actions.
Well, his brother's actions. Any preseason locks on? But other than that, I think this is going to be a fun season. I'm excited to see what another full season of Jordy Fernandez under a roster that he constructed will look like. And yeah, I mean, we'll go to wins. This team can be a play-in team. There's no doubt. If they actually start to play together and start gelling to a good enough point, they will be a play-in team.
That was going to bring my next point. Anthony, I'm going to throw it to you. Do you think the Nets will make the play-in or fight for a playoff spot, or are they going to be back in the lottery?
I think with seasons like this and with these young teams, it really, you know, goes to show the potential that a roster like this may have. You know, when you look at the ages of all these people, we don't have a single person over 30. And so who knows who's going to be the leader, who's going to be the captain for this
Nick
team.
Claxton.
Nick Claxton, maybe.
He's going to get traded.
No, he's not.
I saw the future he gets traded.
You saw the future where
There's
he gets traded?
There.
Yep, okay.
There's potential there. But, you know, we've seen Cam Thomas evolve. Like, over the past 3 years, he's gone from averaging 10 points all the way up to 24. And, you know, this is going to allow for people to step up, see how MPJ does with, I guess, his team now. With the Nets and everybody.
Oh, it's not MPJ's team.
It's MPJ's
it's
team.
It's not MPJ's
they
team.
They should do interviews with them after every
it's
game.
Not MPJ's team, buddy.
We'll see if he improves individually as well, but I think they have a solid chance of getting that 9th or 10th seed and competing for the play-in.
Noah, what do you think? Where do the Nets stand in the East this year? What teams do you think they'll be better than? Or, like, who do you think is actually like? Who do you think is worse than the Nets in the East, and do you think they could sneak in?
I think they'll be better than Washington.
Yeah.
That's about it. I feel like there's a lot of question marks with this Brooklyn Nets team. And like what Anthony said, leadership, there's not a guy above 30. So I'm just questioning who's going to like lead this team. I mean, you do have that veteran experience with Nick Claxton. But other than that, I mean, this is a solid future team, like building for the future. I mean, we did see that they did cut Drew Timmy a couple of
Rip King.
Yeah. Yo, who was the other guy you told me was like the future of the Nets also got cut? Tariq Whitehead.
Yeah. He never got a chance,
man.
Could
have missed Drew Timmy. Hopefully he finds his way to the Knicks practice squad.
It's never happening. Drew Timmy is like the king of the G League.
I met him this summer.
Really?
NBA Summer League. I'll show the picture.
Wait, that's actually really cool.
You went to Summer League?
Summer League, and I did watch Nets-Knicks. I believe
that's fun.
It was a Nets win that day.
It was.
Yeah. But Kolak, if we're going talking the Knicks, he was pretty good. I think Kolak was the best
player. Tyler Kolak is going to be a G League, yep. not G League.
He's
going to
be
a G
League
goat. He's like Kevin Knox, like Summer League demon.
That's what Drew
Kevin
is.
Knox, warrior still.
Yep.
No,
he's on. He's actually on the Bulls now, I think.
Oh, no.
But it's all right.
Yeah. Warrior legend. Fortnite jacket.
Yes.
Do you also love Kevin Knox as much as I love Kevin Knox as a Knicks
Kevin
fan?
Kevin Knox, I thought I was a believer in him.
He actually played pretty well in the Warriors when he got time, especially when you guys' roster was like decimated last year. It was like Kevin Knox corner three. I don't think Kevin Knox has ever missed a corner three in his life.
Corner three.
But we'll move on to the Adam New York and the rest of the league. Other big news to come out today, or maybe this was last night. I think it was today. Cooper Flagg is going to be the starting point guard for the Dallas Mavericks. I'd assume until Kyrie comes back, I saw him shooting.
Eventually,
how you tear your ACL at the start of the start of the playoffs, or early start of the end of the season, and almost be back at the start. But Cooper Flagg, starting point guard for the Dallas Mavericks. Anthony, do we like that? Do we hate it? Do you think that's a lot of pressure on a rookie for a championship contending team?
I think with a guy like Cooper, he is unfazed. His confidence is through the roof. He's had experience with USA team basketball, scrimmage against all these top guys, LeBron, AD, KD, Steph. He doesn't care who he's up against. And, you know, looking throughout this Mavs roster, it's low-key scary because you got AD coming back. They're bigs with Daniel Gafford, Derek Lively, their guards, the acquisition of D'Lo.
I forgot D'Lo went to them.
Yeah. Still got Klay on there, too. Dennis Smith Jr. This overall team, I think, will go very far. Potential top five seed as well.
Ooh, I do think they're going to be, once Kyrie comes back, I mean, this roster is really stacked. I think it'll be interesting how Cooper Flagg statistically plays this year with all those other scorers on the team. You know, Klay Thompson's going to get his shots in, Anthony Davis, PJ Washington. Everyone here knows D'Lo's played for half everyone's teams here. Yeah. D'Lo loves to shoot.
D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah, he was a Warrior for a year.
You guys know D'Lo loves to shoot. So let's Cooper Flagg projections this year. Do you think that statistically, we'll go to you first, Noah. Statistically, it might be disappointing, but looking at who he's playing with and roster wise, you'll say this guy was the number one, deserves to be the number one overall pick.
I feel like this will be answered later down the road, but Cooper Flagg, he probably will take some growing steps towards becoming that number one overall pick. But as of right now, this is a star-studded core he still has to work with. I mean, he has Anthony Davis. He also has Derek Lively, who's also a really great big for the Mavericks, and Kyrie Irving also coming back, and then also Klay Thompson, too. So there's a lot of NBA veteran experience, and there's only one basketball, so we don't know how he's going to play. But I still think he's going to be a great player.
Kurt, same thing?
I think we'll see. I mean, again, he's a guy out of college, a lot of expectations. He's been holding up to them. Sadly, he is younger than me, which is insane.
He's not younger than me. No, he is younger than me. Oh, my God. I'm older
than
you.
Born in 2006. You're older than me, man. Unk! But, yeah.
Oh,
this
guy's 18.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
That one hurts.
It does hurt.
Wow, there's people in the NBA younger than me.
Uh-huh. I know, right? Wow.
That's not good.
It's not.
What have I done with my life? And Cooper Flagg's the starting point guard.
I'm talking to half the Nets draft picks, and they're all younger than me. And they're all taller than me, too, which is crazy.
Yeah, that one's not shocking.
I don't know. I think we'll see. I think he'll be good. I don't really have much else to say about Cooper Flagg.
I kind of need him to be good because I spent $80 on a Cooper Flagg rookie card, gem mint 10. So I'd prefer. When I was with Joe Henry, Mr. President,
$80?
In Cooperstown.
What kind?
I don't know. I just saw $80 Cooper Flagg and I purchased immediately.
That wasn't a good idea. Maybe you
Joe knows.
At
I
the,
literally just bought it.
You didn't look at the card or anything?
I saw Cooper 10. I spent.
It's a long term investment.
Never ask
Chris
Carino how much money you spent in Cooperstown, New York. But. Never ask, as Joe Henry's sitting over there, never ask him how much money he spent in Cooperstown, New York. But before we move on from the Mavs, I want to hear each of you guys' thoughts. Where do they rank in the East, or the West, sorry? West is going to be stacked this year. Obviously, Thunder, Nuggets at the top. No one knows where the Lakers are going to stand right now. But where do you think the Mavericks stand in the East while they wait for Kyrie to come back? Anyone? This is everyone.
I will keep them hovering around the top five. In terms of offseason acquisitions, the Clippers definitely added more depth, and I think they're a team that, although with all the drama they had with Kawhi, they picked up Bradley Beal, I believe, and Chris Paul.
And that's the unction. That's more than the Kings unction.
Come on. Russell Westbrook on the Kings? Yeah. That's the unction.
I mean, we got a team of unks on the Clippers, but you can't count them out. Especially also with the Warriors, conversations I've had with Noah, regardless of how the regular season goes, they will always be
a
threat.
Steph Curry.
Yeah, in the playoffs.
You don't want to see them in the playoffs.
And Draymond Green.
And Draymond. Yes. Don't forget about him. The Rockets are also going to be scary.
They forget about the Rockets.
Very well last year.
Shout out my GOAT, Kevin Durant.
Yep, and now you got him. But I think the Mavs will be around 4th, 5th seed.
Okay. Noah?
I feel like they're going to be a 6th seed.
Okay.
So I feel like it's going to take some time for this core to like get used to each other and play well together. But they'll still be competitive. They're still going to be a great team to play against. And I think they're going to get most of their wins. But I still see a couple more teams like Minnesota, Denver, the Clippers, and the Thunder all ahead of them. Ahead of the Mavs.
I'm looking at like right now the difference between the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference.
The East is like
actually insane.
It's been like coughing, this for years, bro.
It's coughing baby versus
it's
fireball.
Wherever LeBron. It's I guess it's wherever LeBron goes. Wherever but if you look goes. At the East, you got the Knicks, the Bucks, and the Cavs. And you can maybe argue the Bucks aren't even that good.
Magic? We got Magic in there.
I guess,
the Magic
the Magic
might be good.
They're always underrated.
They're three-point shooting. Yeah. They need more three-point shooters. But then you look at the West.
Their logo doesn't have the lines anymore. So
like,
sad.
You got the Clippers, Warriors, both going to be good. Nuggets, Thunder, Timberwolves, Rockets, Mavericks. And Spurs, I think, are going to be good this year.
Hey, man, Grizzlies, don't count out the Pelicans.
I'm actually not going to count out the Pelicans.
Never count out the Pelicans.
Zion stays healthy. Jordan Poole.
Jeremiah Fears.
Yeah, and Derek
Zero
Green.
Fears.
Zero Fears. I got to buy that jersey.
It is pretty sick.
I mean, the West is going to be insane this year. Noah, how are you feeling about your Warriors in the West? Obviously, I don't know. I think from my standpoint, very disappointing offseason.
Okay.
What do you think about that? Were you happy with their offseason, where do you think they stand?
I'm just glad it's over. I'm glad they got their deals done. So, I mean, if we're talking unction, the Warriors are official. I think the Warriors have the title of unction with like the addition of Al Horford, Curry, Butler. But I think if this core can just stay together, stay off injuries. I mean, I've seen Warriors reels on my Instagram, and they look happy, and the chemistry is through the roof right now. So if they could just stay together, and hopefully, I want to see Buddy Hield probably, the Buddy Hield cycle. Hopefully he
has. This is one of the good Buddy Hield cycles.
Yes, like where he drops like 12 points and he's playing his like best right now, but then he gets into like a shooting slump, and then.
Gets
trade
benched,
talks,
and then he's traded again.
Yeah, so.
Buddy Hield cycle.
Yeah. And then I think the biggest question mark is Kuminga, whether or not he'll be moved. Kuminga was what I saw. He has a lot of potential, but I just feel like Steve Kerr is – I think he's not giving him a chance.
Steve Kerr's never given him a chance.
He's never given him a chance.
It was his fifth year now?
Fourth? 2021, yeah.
This is going to be – he's never been – that's one of the – like, looking at the draft, like, I felt like he was one of the best, like, raw talent prospects, and Steve Kerr has just never – never give him a chance, which I guess is really frustrating to see.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, I'm assuming, as a Warriors fan.
Yep.
Otherwise, their roster is pretty old. I like the Seth and Steph Curry combo. Mm. I feel like that's gonna work
Nets
out this
goat,
year.
Nets goat, Seth Curry.
Nets goat. When was he? How long ago was he on the Nets with KD, Kyrie?
Three years ago.
Wow.
It has to be a little while because he was there after that too. That was when they had Andre Drummond, Seth Curry.
Oh, wow,
man,
the depths, bro.
Really fun Nets team.
Sure, they were so much fun to
they
watch.
Were.
Kurt. I'm
they
sure
were fun
they
to.
Were so
I had fun watching
watch.
It. You know, I always have fun watching my sports teams, even when they're bad.
So do I. The Knicks have been bad my entire life,
and they'll continue to be bad. So have fun
they
with that.
They win a championship this year. But before we wrap it up, I want to talk about. I just like blanked real quick.
Lag
oh,
spike.
Well, yeah, lag spike. Someone who raised the ping in here. Before we go, I want to hear each of your guys' picks for this year. We'll go MVP,
ooh,
Eastern
ooh.
Conference winner, Western Conference winner. Hey, it's the last pick and pop before the season
no
starts.
Idea.
You got to stand on business here, Kurt. All
right,
Eastern Conference winner, Western Conference winner, MVP. Who wins the finals? I'll go last on this one. Anthony, what do you got for us?
For MVP, I'm deciding between Luka Doncic or Nikola Jokic. I feel like Luka has definitely been in the running for so long, but with some injuries he's had, his span of games, they laughed compared to all the other competitors within the race. But obviously,
slim this year too.
Yeah, you can never count out Jokic. And honestly, I feel like he should have won the MVP last year.
Yep.
And so, one of those two guys. Now, in terms of conference play, it's a tough one. Because East, it's literally only the Knicks or...
Or the Cavs.
Or the Cavs.
The Pistons?
Come on now.
Little dark horse in there. Little dark
horse. It's not a dark
horse. They don't have a gambler
anymore.
I think
the Pistons are good.
Same thing with the Magic, too.
Wait, no. He got cleared.
Like, yeah, but he's not on their team. They gave his money to, like, some other bum.
He's still not on the roster?
No, he's a free agent.
They Caris LeVert's on there.
They gave his money to... why am I blanking right now? They signed someone for a lot of money this offseason.
Duncan Robinson?
Yeah. No, no. He went somewhere else.
That was just a joke.
There was... I don't even know. Tobias Harris? He's been there. It was Duncan Robinson. They gave Duncan Robinson. Yeah. They gave Malik Beasley's money to Duncan Robinson. All right, back to you, Anthony.
Yeah, I think down the line, the Cavs will find their footing and eventually lead the pack in the East, head to the finals. And in terms of the West, yeah, this race is tough.
Brutal.
Pelicans.
Zion just can't get distracted by what's on the internet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm referencing.
My safe pick will be the Thunder, but I really have some gut feeling towards the Rockets or the Mavs.
Okay, we'll go to you next, Noah.
So for MVP, I think it's going to be either Wembanyama or Yoko.
That's also my pick. Victor is also my pick.
Like I saw a clip of him yesterday just move a defender, and that just terrifies. Like I think that should terrify the league. But in terms of
thank
the
God
finals,
he's in the West.
Yep. I got the Nuggets and the Knicks in the finals, and I think the Nuggets have the better all-around roster. The Nuggets take it. I like their additions of Cameron Johnson, Jonas Valanciunas this
Cameron
year.
Jones. So much better than MPJ for like a quarter of the money.
And then, yeah, I think they have more depth, and then they have their championship core still there with Murray and Gordon and Jokic. So, but I think the Nuggets will beat the Knicks in the finals this year.
Well, Jokic is my MVP. That was not that hard. The Cavaliers.
Of course, because you know, in deep down, you know it's going to be the Knicks, but Cavaliers. You can't pick them. Because
Cavaliers!
Let's not break stuff in here, little bro.
Little bro. You call little bro. The Knicks are going to little bro you the whole time.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Last time the Nets beat the Knicks.
Long time ago. But before that, we forget about the 10-year span when the Nets were on a win streak.
It's because we were bad.
That's fine. That's okay. Oh, yeah, but the Nets aren't bad right now. We don't get an excuse.
So
no,
no,
it's
no,
fine.
No.
No. No, you don't get the 10-year span when they're on a win streak. No, no, that doesn't exist.
That doesn't count.
And the Rockets are coming out of the West.
All right, who's winning?
The Rockets.
Okay, wow. Whoa. Rockets championship. I have the same exact picks as Noah, actually. I had Victor MVP, and then I had Knicks Nuggets finals.
I was just copying people.
But because of bias, I'm going with the Knicks, obviously. Maybe the Knicks... I mean, maybe the Nuggets have a favorite there, but I'm going with the Knicks. We're winning the chip this year. We're ending that 50-something year drought, and I finally get to go to a parade for the first time since I was like 8 years old. But
the parades will never happen.
No, I'm getting some parade, whether or not I'm going to a parade.
You're just
gonna
go to a parade.
Clip this right now. Next year, will the Knicks be in the parade?
No.
Yes, I will be at a parade. If it's a Denver parade, I'll fly to Denver and go to their parade. I'm seeing a parade, but. That is going to do it for us with today's Pick and Pod. NBA season starts on Tuesday. Very excited for that. Big shout out to Anthony Zamora, Noah Fernandez, and as always, great being on with Kurt Sipple. Max Langer was our producer, and I'm Owen Kelty, and Pick and Pod is a production of WFUV Sports.